You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Coming. Power storm. And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
Welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you December 11th, 2016. We are almost to 2017, and I actually think that this will be a very big year for us. A lot of things can head in our direction. I think they already are, although our enemies are working night and day to make sure that they don't. Please check out all the hosts here at RenegadeBroadcasting.com. Also go over to RenegadeTribune.com. A lot of great articles, a lot of great content. Tonight, I'm going to be dealing more with the Pizzagate scandal, but going a bit beyond what many people have done with their work and bringing it into some really deep, interesting connections that are related to Pan, the goat god. This should get pretty interesting. That'll be mainly for the first hour, as I am going to be speaking with a guest. Casey from EnterTheStars.com. He is on YouTube and is putting out a lot of interesting content that is breaking down some of the things that we're seeing coming from this Pizzagate scandal. It looks like he's joined me now on the call. Welcome, Casey.
Thanks, Kyle. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Let's start off by having you tell the audience a little bit about what you cover on your YouTube channel. And I mentioned your website, EnterTheStars.com, where you have some videos up that you don't have on your channel. And people should go check this out. A lot of good content coming from you on a daily basis. So please tell us a little bit about the basic gist of your channel, what you cover and how you got into it.
Yeah, well, I began to notice patterns in our reality. Basically, all of the symbols that you see coming in through the media, through television, commercials, film, present a story, a picture. And once you begin to put all these pieces together, you begin, you know, a story emerges. And so then what happens is we begin to see the patterns of the matrix, is what I call it. Now, this sounds kind of far out there and it sounds unreal and unbelievable, but it's actually true. And what happens is these Satanists that run the world basically implement and hide within their media all of this secret symbology. And they do this because it's a type of voodoo. It's like a type of voodoo magic. In the same way that a voodoo person would like create a doll and then stick pins in it. This is what the people of Hollywood do as well. It somehow absolves them from any wrongdoing or responsibility for the evil acts that they perpetrate on all of us.
Mm-hmm. So they've put this all out there for us right in the open. And that seems to be the case with Pizzagate as well, because I've never been one to really trust WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. I'm not saying that the information is not legitimate, that these aren't the real emails, but sometimes it seems like they are just part of this deep state establishment. And just the evidence of them still being able to operate indicates that could be the case. Now, this doesn't mean that there aren't a number of different actors at work here and who are really going against some of these overall plans, but they really just put out these codes and put out all of this information, and it was presented to us basically on a silver platter. Now, people have gone and connected a lot of the dots that we know about, but you've gone a bit deeper and are looking into some of the tie-ins with mythology and some of the numerology and just the various things that most people would not necessarily recognize because they're looking at things from an exoteric angle instead of an esoteric one. So let's just start off by getting your opinion on the general validity of what has been presented as the Pizzagate evidence, and also perhaps some of your thoughts as to why it was done. Have you entertained the possibility of this being released for purposes that might not necessarily be for our best interests at the end of the day?
I mean, that's a possibility always, but what these people have exhibited time after time in several different instances are examples of satanic behavior. Even though no child has been found or we have not seen a picture of a naked child being abused, what we are seeing is satanic behavior. Well, let me give you an example. Some of the bands that headlined at Comet Ping Pong Pizza, one of them was called Coat Hanger, which is a reference to early abortions,
right,
back before it was legalized. Another was Sex Stains. Now, in both of those posters advertising for those bands to play at Comet Ping Pong, it said all ages. Not only that, there are several photos online that everybody can see by searching for themselves of artwork inside Comet Ping Pong, as well as different associations of people that work there, and naked pictures of them, and basically pornographic pictures of them, sexually orientated pictures of them. We've all seen the evidence. We just broke a story just on my channel tonight actually, of an actual music video that was filmed inside of Comet Ping Pong Pizza. A music video filmed inside of it in which they're wearing Eyes Wide Shut masks, several masks, which, by the way, the technical term for the Eyes Wide Shut masks are called dominoes. That was the original name given to the masks that were worn, which is why we now have Domino's Pizza.
We'll definitely be getting
links together.
Yeah, we'll be getting into that for sure. So, from the evidence that's presented, it would be idiotic to take that and say there's nothing going on here. That this is all just innocent fun with all of the pictures that they're presenting on the Instagram accounts, with Jimmy Comet putting young children out there with hashtag Hotard, hashtag Chicken Lovers, and all that. People have definitely looked into the general gist of it on this network, the people who are listening. So we don't need to go over all of that evidence. But anything else you'd like to present before we start getting to why or how you found the trail to Pan?
Well, I just began to dig deep into the esoteric, because what happens is you have to understand that a lot of what is manifesting in this reality is happening on a spiritual level. So in other words, people that are part of these evil acts sometimes don't even know what they're doing. They're being influenced by demonic entities for one reason or another, and it's manifesting. But the signposts, so to speak, are the manifestations and the different esoteric markers, I like to call them, that actually expose what is happening. And that's where we get into the god Pan. Now, when I started doing my research, I was shocked because James Alephantis' grandmother, her name was Helen Alephantis. She died, I believe it was about a decade ago, and she was one of the daughters of Penelope, which is like some kind of, I guess they call it a Hellenic group, kind of like the Shriners or the Freemasons, right?
It's part of the Order of Ahepa, I think that's correct.
That is correct. And not only was she part of this group, Penelope is the mother of Pan. She is the mother of Pan and Nomios, which is basically Nomios is an iteration of the god Pan. Now you're wondering, okay, what does Pan have to do with all of this? Well, Pan is, that's where they got the word pan pizza. So then I begin to see all of these associations with pizza making that fit directly into this esoteric occult knowledge. For instance, Penelope, which is she was his grandmother was one of the daughters of Penelope. Penelope, her name means to peel away from. And a peel is the tool, it's the spatula used to pull pizzas out of the oven. Okay, so now we have Domino's Pizza, we have Pan, we have Peel, we have all of these esoteric references surrounding the idea of pizza making.
Well,
so then
real quickly, people might say you're talking about pan pizza here, and the reason it's called that is because it's cooked in a pan. Now, that is correct, but let's also just add in there that the most famous of pan pizza would be Greek pizza, right? When we're talking about Pan, we're talking about a Greek deity. And Pan itself actually means bread, like as in panini or panera. So this is something that goes very deep. And you see also Christians eating unleavened bread. This is something we're going to have to explore in some depth here. But please continue with your... your discussion of Pan here and how you really caught the trail with Jimmy Olifantis identifying himself as Pan.
Yes, and that did happen. There was an Instagram post. There was a statue of Pan, and someone says, "This reminds me of Jimmy Comet." And here his reply was, "Yes, that is me." Now, this is his verified account, and in fact, he associated himself with the god Pan. Now, of course, there's double meaning to all this, and this is what these people pride themselves on because they hide in plain sight. The secret is that there is no secret. That's the secret. And basically what went on with this whole Pan thing is also if you go and Google search the word Pan pizza, or pizza just in general with a upside down pentagram or pentagram pizza, you'll see many, many images of a pentagram carved into a pizza slice to make pizza slices, which is a direct reference to the god Pan because his symbol is a pentagram. He is the horned god. He's half goat and he's half man, and he's got goat horns on the top of his head. So his symbol that he uses is in fact the Baphomet or the goat or the pentagram, the upside down pentagram.
And of course we have the Pentagon in DC, where you have the middle of a pentagram, and there's also quite a bit of child pornography that is being served up there, some CP being served up at the pentagram. And then over to the outline of the pentagram that's in the Capitol right there, in the plans for the streets, that's actually called the L'Enfant plan. Did you know that? It was developed.
Wow.
Yeah. Look it up. L and then apostrophe, Enfant, like on that guy's shirt. That's the plan. And it was at the same time, he was working with George Washington, apparently. And that's when they put the pentagram in the DC plans,
which has its apex at the Capitol building. That's the apex of that pentagram. And the corner or vertices of that pentagram is DuPont Circle, under which there is an underground tunnels where they just completed a beach ball project that looks curiously like a bunch of ping pong balls. And there's also a Pizza Express underground under the DuPont Circle. And there's also a former ping pong dim sum restaurant in DuPont Circle. And from DuPont Circle, Connecticut Avenue extends out and connects to Comet Ping Pong Pizza several miles away on Connecticut Avenue.
Now, let's use this opportunity to segue into the underground. All these references that we have to the pizza underground. Macaulay Culkin, who just loved that big cheese pizza when he was acting in Home Alone, he has that band Pizza Underground. And we hear about the underground tunnels. We have Pan's Labyrinth, right, where there's a whole underground world, and Pan and the correlation with Cernunnos is also that he is an underworld deity. And we have references to this even in They Live, when they refer to human beings as cattle, right? And the elite go to underground tunnels. This is something that is pervasive. Even in my fraternity in college, our Thursday night meetings were known as GOAT, G-O-T-E, not spelled like the animal, but it was obvious reference there. And that stood for Gathering of the Elite. So it goes all the way down the hierarchy to the fraternity level at college, where there's this reference to a goat in an underground context. And it's not good what goes down there. Hazing and rituals. And it's just not... It's something that's to be kept hidden away from the prying eyes. Same thing in Labyrinth with David Bowie acting as the Goblin King, stealing a young baby, and also trying to seduce this young girl, 15-year-old girl played by Jennifer Connelly. And they're at a masked ball as well in that film. And there's also an underworld, underground tunnels, that she falls to after getting groped by a bunch of hands. So please take it however you'd like to with this idea of the underground and the tunnels, because we know that Jimmy Comet has posted pictures of some construction that was going on underneath Comet Ping Pong. And he also said he didn't have a basement after he said, yes, indeed, he did have a basement.
Absolutely. Yeah, he got caught in a lie. And first he said, we don't even have a basement down here, when he, after all this broke. But in previous interviews that he's done, he talks about a tomato making operation, a tomato paste making operation for his pizzas, in which they have this one day or several days or a week where they grind down these tomatoes and make tomato paste and then store them down in the basement. So where is this basement? And this all goes back to an artist, a peculiar Serbian artist, whose name sounds eerily familiar and similar to Marina Abramović. This artist did many, many paintings of small children. And we just verified today that those small children that she was painting were definitely in abuse situations. That is her subject matter, verified by some museums that held her work as they were giving commentary. Anyway, the person in possession of these paintings is Tony Podesta, which is John Podesta's brother, whom we know has a pizza oven in his backyard. He bragged about it in a Washington Post article as he was being interviewed, because Barack Obama will be moving two doors down from Tony Podesta in the area called, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it's in Washington, D.C.
Is it Bethesda or Chevy Chase? It's around that area, right?
It starts with a Z, I think. It's a neighborhood. It's an exclusive neighborhood in Washington, D.C. So he's going to be moving two doors down from basically a known pedophile who's got, you know, images of children hanging from wires. Now, this is peculiar because underneath DuPont Circle, there were wires hanging for the trolleys that were under there. And if you see documentaries of DuPont Circle, you will see underground that they have these wires hanging with the tile lining the walls. And this is the exact imagery that this artist was using, with children hanging from these same electrical wires that were used for the trolley system.
I think the benches were very, very similar as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you
Absolutely.
See the same thing being referenced there. And back to this underground pizza. You mentioned the Pizza Express that they used to have operating underground there. But they also have a reference to pizza going through underground tunnels in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Back from, I think it was the late 80s, right? Where it actually had Corey Feldman, somebody who came out and spoke out against this abuse that they were suffering. But yeah, they order the pizza, and they have the pizza guy slide it through the cracks down to the sewers, and then they take it through the tunnels to their little lair.
Right, and this is where the torture is most likely occurring. They're skinning the children, because that is what Penelope's name means the peel. They would peel the sheep's skin and their wool. And all this can be verified online. You can look all of this up. This isn't me just making all this up. As well as the Pizza Express was mentioned in the Hampstead sex abuse case in the UK. The children mentioned Pizza Express as one of the perpetrators of some of the sexual abuse that was going on.
Wow. Yeah. It's a code that goes, once you see this, you see it everywhere, and they haven't hit it. They haven't hidden this code very well. Nobody was looking in this direction. We knew about the pedo bear and the reference of the teddy bear, but most of us didn't know anything about pizza, so we weren't connecting the dots. Let's get back to Pan again, and just a few more examples here of how this connects. Miley Cyrus obsessed with pizza, and she calls herself a pansexual.
Yes, and it's important to note the similarity between the word noid, which was avoid the noid from Domino's Pizza, noid, nomios, and Dionysus, which is noid backwards, Dion, or Dion, is noid backwards, and Pan. These are all the same word, basically.
Well,
reiterated.
Yeah, the same god, essentially. There's been some work done in this. Pan and Dionysus, they were thought to just be kind of similar. But if you actually look at the people that they had sex with, in many instances, were the same people. So it looks like it was the same character at one point, at least. And Dionysus, the god of wine. And thinking about eating the body as pan, bread, and drinking the blood as wine, it seems that this is the god that is being referenced here, and it's actually a reference to cannibalism as well. And that's what we see.
It's basically a bastardization of Christ's sacrifice of this is my body, this is my blood. So they basically take the unleavened bread, no yeast in it, so it doesn't rise, so it's flat bread. They put the blood on top, which is the sauce, and then they put on unclean meat, right, which is the like sausage and stuff like that, the pig. Now it's interesting to note that sign from Comet Ping Pong was actually not the original sign. That was used to be on a liquor store, and it's interesting because the owner of that liquor store died in 2005. His widow liquidated the liquor store. Now remember, liquor and wine, they sold beer and wine there, and he died on Liberalia, which is the basis of St. Patrick's Day, which was all about drinking wine, wearing green, and what god was part of that festival? Dionysus.
March 17th, right?
March 17th is when
St. Patrick's.
His name was Drazen, which kind of sounds like dragon. Now I don't claim to know, you know, what these people are about. I'm not going to pass judgment on them. I'm just citing the synchronicities and eerie coincidences.
Mm. Well, there's also a connection between that festival and also the celebration of Osiris. And I believe he was born on the equivalent of the third month and the 17th day of the Egyptian calendar. So that was his day as well, the green man, right? On St. Patrick's Day, it makes
a lot of sense. Which is Cernunnos.
Yes. And again, I'm not trying to say that the people who worship Cernunnos hundreds, thousands of years ago were into what they're doing here now today. In many instances, it does look like they might have hijacked some of these symbols and just completely turned them to various uses that were not originally intended with, say, the pentagram. I don't think the pentagram has always been associated with child sacrifice, with this goat god. It's an ancient symbol, so I just wanted to get that out of the way. But we need to look at what they're doing here now today, and also consider whether or not they're putting out some scapegoats for us, as has been done in the past. And that's something I'm going to get into a little more in the second hour. But since I have you here for the first, let's run through some more connections with Pan and the goat. One more reference to tie in how this is dealing with, in many instances, sodomy. Well, the meme of the goatsy, what's that talking about? It's disgusting. It's somebody holding open their hole. And they've gotten many people on the internet to look at this, something that nobody should ever have to look at. and that's called a goatsy. That's kind of strange. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't heard about it.
It's one of those big internet memes. It's thankfully gone away recently. But
well, the whole thing behind the sodomy is opening up that lower base chakra. It's the lowest level. It's the beast level of our existence. And what they do is they abuse these children with that method because it releases somehow some kind of chemical in the brain, which many of these Satanists try to harvest this stuff, and it's supposed to make them live longer. And they enjoy killing these children at the worst possible moment of fear, inflict fear and punishment, and then they kill a child, and then that's when they get involved in cannibalism. Now, this is unworldly stuff. This is stuff most people can't relate to or even listen to because these people are not human. They are of the terrors mentioned in the Bible, okay? They've chosen to go to the dark side. Jesus said, your eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is dark, your whole body will be full of darkness. It's literally Star Wars playing out in front of us.
Well, I'm not a Christian myself, and most of the audience is not, but I understand where you're coming from there, and that is one of those references to the light body. And what you're talking about there is them opening up that lower chakra so they can drain all that life force from the child and gain immortality. They even had a South Park episode about the Super Adventurers Club and how this is actually what they would do, and why they go around the world raping children. And I wanted to tie this in to the Lost Boys. Peter Pan has his Lost Boys in the... I forget who wrote the original. Who was that? In any event, it's a big Disney franchise now. And Peter Pan and his Lost Boys are these young children who are sought after by the evil Captain Hook, this man who wants to get a hold of them. But this is also just about child abduction. Then you look at the film that was made, The Lost Boys, in Santa Cruz, actually is where that was filmed, with Kiefer Sutherland and the two Coreys, who we know were getting abused by these vampires. They acted in this movie called The Lost Boys about these vampires coming to suck the life force from these children. So it really does seem to all add up in such strange ways. And you see Michael Jackson's fascination with Peter Pan and then his connections with Macaulay Culkin as well. It's all tied together.
Well, and the fact that I actually lived six blocks from the Michael Jackson trial as it was going on in Santa Maria, California. And I remember specifically that what they did know was that Michael Jackson admitted to giving the kids what he called Jesus juice, which was wine. But he told them it was Jesus juice so that they would drink it. So there's another reference tying in back into Dionysus, wine, blood, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I understand that maybe the audience isn't too hip to the Christian perspective. I call myself, I believe in Christ, but not religion. There's too much evil in this world to discount that there is an opposing force. These people are Satanists for a reason, because they're opposing the good force. And the Bible does say that even the demons believe in God, in the true God. They just don't practice it. They don't worship him. So that's just a little tidbit for your audience.
And the goat and Pan are obviously the depictions of Satan in our world, with the hoofed creature with the horns. And just the words themselves. Think about the word horny. What is that referencing? You know, but the wild nature of Pan. And yes, there are so many different political tie-ins here as well, with people doing the hook 'em horns and whatnot. But have you looked into Nancy Pelosi using an email from Goat Hill Pizza in San Francisco? Have you heard about this, how she's tied into this Goat Hill Pizza?
Wow, I'm impressed. You're well prepared. Absolutely. There was a Goat Hill Pizza, of course, that is a reference to the Baphomet, but the owner of that, his name was, oh, I can't remember it off the top of my head. Anyway, he was pictured with Obama in 2008 or 9, I believe, and he had it posted on his Facebook page and said that he was helping Obama with his campaign. So now we have this trend of Obama hanging out with pizza owners, okay? We have him hanging out with that pizza owner. We have him hanging out with a pizza owner in St. Louis. Elefantis, of course, and I identified actually three other pizza owners that he was hanging out with on EnterTheStars.com. You can see those stories there on that. But there's something weird going on here with Obama and pizza. And then, of course, him flying $65,000 worth of pizza in, pizza and hot dogs.
Yeah, that's, and it goes against White House regulations. They're not able to fly in foreign foods. They have to actually prepare it all there. So what were they actually bringing in? It's very sick when you really consider what they're talking about with this coded language. And that's the only way it makes sense. Now, have you looked into the 14 and the fish on the Podesta's hands? I've heard that the original photo didn't actually even have those there. I don't know, but that seems to be another tie-in to Osiris, the green man there, as his body was cut up into 14 pieces and his phallus was swallowed by a fish. But I've also heard that it could just be read as fishing 14, as in fishing for teens.
Right. And, you know, the 14 number has many different meanings. The meaning that that I've identified, and I had a video that came out and actually kind of prophesied what was to come in this situation regarding the number 14 and also milk. They like to use milk to represent sacrifice, is basically the halfway point to the 9/11 event. The World Trade Center stood from 1973 to 2001, 28 total years, and in exactly the 14th year, which was 1987, they opened Building 7 at the exact halfway point. It was in the Hebrew year 5747. The building was 47 stories tall, and they opened it at the exact 14th year. There's something about that 14 number. I think it goes back to the Bible once again, because Jesus talks about the 14 generations, 14 and 14. There's 28 between David and Jesus, which is why a lot of what we're seeing actually validates the Bible. Not religion, because religion is the mask that conceals the ultimate truth. It's meant here to come here to divide us. But the ultimate truth lies in good versus evil, angels versus demons, is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, I'm not going to be going through trying to argue Bible passages with you here. So let's talk about this domino tie-in to the 28, because there are 28 dominoes in a pack. So let's use that as a way to start getting into some of these domino connections that you've made to the Twin Towers, which could be seen as dominoes, as you mentioned in one of your videos. I also noticed that the Millennium Hilton Hotel, which looks exactly like a monolith, also looks like a domino.
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't seen that. Well, of course, the 28 dominoes in a pack represents the 28 years that the World Trade Center stood from 1973 to 2001, as we just discussed. And it's interesting because when you take a black domino and you lay that down, cut it in half, you have the exact footprint of the World Trade Center Memorial, the two black, empty, basically flattened cubes is what they are. And when you take and look at the dot inside of it, it basically looks like a domino that reads one and one when you put those together. Now, when you spread those out and you add the One World Freedom Tower, you get the Belt of Orion. So you get the three-star constellation, and which proves that basically America is Egypt. And of course, Egypt was ruled by Rome. So we are Rome, we are Egypt. The American pharaoh was Obama, which is why the American pharaoh won the race in the horse race. And we are now having an exodus out of the beast system, which has to do with getting out of this monetary system. And some of us have recognized that, and we realize that there is a modern day exodus to get out of this mess. I mean, it's all basically a straw man. It's a house of cards, which goes directly back to the movie that the Wicker Man. All of that were direct references to the coming 9/11, which is the straw man economy. And if you look at images of the Wicker Man, you see the Twin Towers and its legs, as well as I think it was Motley Crue or one of those heavy metal bands had a song called The Wicker Man, and you can see the Twin Towers in their legs. It's all this before 9/11 ever happened. You also see Burning Man, which links back into Wicker Man as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Burning Man festival that goes on is all about sacrifice. So they put these people in the cage, and if you look at the light, sunlight coming through the back end of the Twin Towers and some old photos, all you have to do is Google search see through Twin Towers, you will see the legs of the Wicker Man, and that's where they burned the people, burned the witch, which was Radiohead. It all links in together, and they all know it.
Let's talk about. Well, actually, I wanted to point this out first. The Millennium Hilton, which I mentioned, 2001, with 9/11 sitting there, with the monolith watching the Twin Towers come down. Actually, in 2001, a Space Odyssey. They go up to the Hilton Hotel in that rotating space station. So there's another little connection there. That one's really, really rich. A lot could be said about Kubrick and all that. But let's get back on track with the masks, which are called dominoes, as you've brought out. And that's very important because this ties into Eyes Wide Shut and Masks of the Illuminati, which you've mentioned. They have the magical saying in there, Io, Io, Pan. And right. Also we know about the masks in the, what was it, 1978 or 72? It was 1972 Rothschild Ball, which seems to be what Eyes Wide Shut was pretty much based on in some regards in terms of the masks that were being portrayed. But also they filmed the movie at the Rothschild Manor.
Yes. And here's a little bit of history with that. Of course, Eyes Wide Shut, you referenced. There's a peculiar scene in which Tom Cruise goes in to buy his costume, okay, to attend this Eyes Wide Shut ceremony. And I think he's looking for some kind of sexual escapade was his original goal in going into the mansion. And he bit off a little bit more he could chew. But before he does, he goes into this costume shop to buy a costume, a cape and a mask, because that is what he is told he needs to wear to get into this event. And in there, he talks to the store owner, and the store owner says he's going to give him this mask. But before that happens, he hears a noise coming from the back room. He enters through what looks like an arch. It's a rainbow, but it's an arch, and it's eerily similar to a pizza oven. Pizza ovens are representative of Molech. If you look at pictures of Molech, you will see this arched furnace. That is the pizza oven. And this is how they dispose of the final remnants. This is how they burn their children, sacrifice their children to Molech in the Bible. And I hate to keep saying that, but that's where
right.
It comes from.
No, I understand the references to Molech there. And it's pretty obvious that it can be portrayed as a pizza oven. It actually has been done. That has been done in certain films like Enchanted, where it's obvious that this older man is going out with this princess to a pizza restaurant, and she's essentially representing a young girl. Even though the actress is probably in her early 20s, she's playing the part of a young girl at a pizza restaurant with this older man, and there's a big Molech mouth oven there that the pizza gets thrown into. And the Molech machine in Metropolis is another one people have been referencing, and that's down in the underground tunnels. I mean, there's just so much to go through here. And you bring up the DuPont Circle tunnels, I think, is a key connection people do need to look into. They should go to your website and look into your videos that you put out there. There's just so much in regards to the underground tunnels. What's going on with these parties that they have? Let's talk about the secret pizza party with this children's book that I've seen. You presented a picture from this book. I heard about the book. I had never seen this picture, and just it makes complete sense now, right, that now with everything we know.
Well, we know that the code word for pizza is little girl. And to finish up the scene in Eyes Wide Shut, Milich, the father, which sounds like Molek, right, goes and discovers that his little girl is being molested by two Chinese men. And on the coffee table, there's pizza and Chinese food, which don't go together, but they're on the table representing the little girl and the Chinese men. The actress that played that role was 14 years old at the time. There's her 14 again. Her name was Lily Sabichi.
Wow.
I think her name was. She appeared on Jay Leno's show. Check out that interview, and you will get creeped out of your mind as Jay Leno basically drools all over this 17-year-old girl who hadn't even seen the film yet. And so pizza, as you mentioned, is in this book called The Secret Pizza Party. And it depicts a masked raccoon. Of course, they're masked. There's your Domino, right? And he ends up having cheese, a slice of cheese on his crotch. And that exactly matches some of the images that we saw coming out of Comet Ping Pong, people that worked there or associated with Olifantis. There was a nude man with a slice of cheese pizza over his crotch.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another image of a girl with a slice of cheese pizza over a crotch, and another image of an infant with a slice of cheese pizza over its face. And here we have a children's book that's basically encouraging children to keep secrets from their parents. If you go and look at some of the reviews on this book on Amazon, you will see that most parents were not pleased with this book, and they had to actually return the book.
Yeah, it also teaches them that stealing's okay, because the raccoon goes in and he gets a piece of pizza and doesn't even intend to pay for it. He's just going to run out of the restaurant. So they're upset about that, upset about the idea that children need to keep secrets, and the best kinds of secrets are the best kind of information is that which isn't shared with anybody else, or whatever it was. It was just very disturbing that these parents were upset with, and I guess it was a little bit out of line with some of the other books that they liked from this children's artist. Now, tie in with the Rothschild masked ball is that they had a lot of antlers there, and we've mentioned the connection to Cernunnos and the underground, but then we also have Big Cheese LLC also owning Buck's Fishing and Camping, which I originally thought was an outdoor store, but it's actually a restaurant, and they have some very strange imagery that's associated with that, which is broken down recently by Jan Irving, Sophia Smallstorm, and Joseph Atwill. I posted that in the Tribune. People should check that out. Good analysis. But that is another connection here to the horned god and some very disturbing imagery, as I said. Anything else you can add about Bucks, which is obviously is a reference to Buck Naked as well, and a big buck,
right, a big fishing horned camping male. Is the way that many pedophiles gain access to children, right? The Boy Scouts. But what rings a bell with what you just said is the Goddard Base Tunnel. And when you look at the Goddard Base Tunnel that just opened, I believe it was in Switzerland, it crossed the Alps, you see that the tunnel openings look like the eyes of Molek. They look like owl eyes. And during the opening ceremony of that base tunnel, they had the horned god, many horned references. They even had a man that looked like the Green Man. He was all dressed in green. They also had the Baphomet, anthropomorphic figure that came out in wings, had breasts, but had the body of a man. So this occult stuff goes very, very deep. And again, what are we talking about? A tunnel that's underground once again.
Oh yeah, that whatever they were doing there, that ritual was just very, very disturbing. And I think it was intended to be so. And then there's also the Cernunnos, a connection to CERN, the underground facility in Switzerland, and they had a video that leaked of an apparent sacrifice. It could have been a mock one there, like the cremation of care that we're told about. It's just, oh, it's a mock sacrifice that they do at Bohemian Grove. Did you check into what was going on there with the CERN sacrifice?
Yeah, and I've done some videos on CERN and the security that they have there. They have iris retinal scans. I'm very suspect as to how that got filmed. I believe it was leaked on purpose. they want us to see this stuff, you guys, and you got to choose a side. It's literally angels and demons, and they're showing you their hand. What they really want to do is legalize this as normal behavior. They're trying to lower the age of consent to like 8 and 10 years old. This has been talked about, and I don't know if we've talked about the pedophile information exchange pie, which also links into pan and pizza, because they call pizza a pie. And the pedophile information exchange was a magazine, or it was actually a group in the United Kingdom who basically were pedophiles that had come out and publicly were trying to lobby to have the age of consent changed. They even came out with a magazine called The Mag Pie, because magazine mag and then pie, pedophilia information exchange. So pie means something as well.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. And it's a circle. And when you're talking about a circle, you're talking about a cabal. And that's essentially what these power circles are all about. The power pyramid is based on domination. And what they're doing is essentially compromising everybody that's at least at the higher levels of this through these acts, so that they're completely controlled, completely blackmailable, and they can't go against the system because they are complicit. They have done very awful things on tape. And I've connected the Kubrick scene in Eyes Wide Shut, the costume shop network, what's going on there with that young girl, to the clothing shop network. I'm not sure if you've heard about this, but this is the Mossad organization that was supposedly working with Jeffrey Epstein to get a lot of different powerful people compromised, videotaped on his orgy island. So you have the clothing shop network being seen as the costume shop network in Eyes Wide Shut. Something that you brought up, we didn't tie in here, was again with the dominoes, and that was the name of the prostitute that Tom Cruise's character was dealing with. Her name was Domino. Her name was literally, therefore, Mask.
Right. And he showed up with what appeared to be like a pie. So there's your pedophilia information exchange. There were very inappropriate scenes between Lily Sobieski and Tom Cruise. She was in her underwear in the scene. People are probably wondering, what is the end point of all this? Like, what are these people trying to achieve? I just sent you a link here in the chat. And what they're trying to do is achieve seeing the, what they call seeing the God Pan. There's a book out called The Great God Pan. And in it, they describe seeing the God Pan. And it's through sexual orgies, sacrifice, and torture that they reach this higher level of nirvana where the veil comes down, okay? And they receive power from this. And it's pure evil because it's at other people's expense, right, that they're getting this power.
Right.
But this book that came out years and years ago describes what they're trying to attain and achieve.
Well, this is certainly a very heavy topic, and people probably haven't considered a lot of these angles. We're talking about the kidnapping of children, just pointing out that kid is a word that we've been given to refer to children as, and it means baby goat. And nap. Why is it called kidnapping? I could understand nabbing, but why nap? When are we ever referring to stealing as napping? Well, reverse nap and you get pan. So maybe that's why it's called kidnapping. And pan does seem to relate to the Pied Piper, because Pan has his pipes, does he not? And the Pied Piper leading all of the children to ruin, to their deaths. And that was actually the cover art of the 2016 Economist, if I remember correctly. It had the Pied Piper there. And we know about Besta Pizza, meaning beast in Portuguese, and it's just an anagram of beast as well. And we know about the connections of Abramovich to Crowley, and Crowley referring to himself as the great beast 666. There's just so much We talked about Greek pan pizza. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Get Him to the Greek, but in Get Him to the Greek, they have a music video, Ring Around the Rosie, where it's talking about putting everything in your anus, including for little boys and girls. And they have interspliced with the adult women who are singing throughout the video, these young girls, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. And, whoa, it seems also like a vampire reference as well. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. And asses, asses, I mean, I don't want to get crude here, but that's honestly what we're talking about. That's what they're talking about in Get Him to the Greek. And there's even an album that's released by that Russell Brand character, which is called Infant Sorrow. What are they talking about there? Should be pretty obvious.
Exactly. And then you have DuPont Circle cut into pizza slices, as well as the scene from The Wicker Man, the original Wicker Man from 1973, where they put all their swords in the middle and it looks like a pizza cut into slices. All of this is Pan. They're representing the god Pan, which is a knockoff of the Baphomet. Now, for people that are unsure about how CERN fits into this, it very tightly fits into this because CERN has a habit of naming their projects after gods. We have Hera, we have Petra, we have Minerva. These are all projects of CERN. So it's not a stretch to believe that CERN really is talking about Cernunnos, the horned god with torque rings on his ears, hanging from his ears, which was also represented in the film Pan's Labyrinth. When they go through the great doors, you see the torque-ringed giant animal thing had these torque rings. And if you think about CERN, the wiring is formed into a torque ring torus field. And that's exactly what they're trying to create, is the apple, the torus, the Coriolis effect is what they're after, which is basically the magnetic field that comes up, down through your spine, down, flips around, and comes back through the top of your head. That magnetic field is, in fact, the eyes of Molech as well. That is the dark side version. When you look up in the night sky, you see the star spin shaped like the eyes of Molech at the equator, spinning up vertically at the center from the equator, out and around and down through the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And we see the intertwining spirals with the Baphomet as well. And I think you're right to point out that there's a positive aspect to this and a negative aspect. And I point out that the one eye of enlightenment should be your pineal gland. It should be that you have your chakras all in alignment. You're not leaking energy everywhere and that you are not stuck at the base levels. But to this system of control, the eye at the top of the pyramid, everything has been inverted, and that eye is not the single eye of the pineal gland, but it is the brown eye. That is what is, what's that, honestly, the centers of power here, what they're doing. It's hard for some people to fathom, but when you look at all the evidence, I don't know how you can come to another kind of conclusion that they're siphoning off energy through rape, through to sacrifice and torture. And I don't know exactly how it all works. I don't want to. I just know that we've got to stop them from continuing to do this. I think also the domino, real quickly, because we're running out of time, I think it references also domination, like a dominatrix. And we have the emails going back and forth about, do you want to play dominoes on cheese, pizza, or on pasta? I don't have the exact wording of that, but you've never played actual dominoes on there. So they're referring to something in code here. Right. I wanted to bring up one more thing connecting the domino to the mask. It's great that you've brought up these connections because now you can really see it. In the movie V for Vendetta, which after seeing some of your work, I'm going to rename V for Venetian Mask. We see the V character wearing that famous Guy Fawkes mask and setting up all those dominoes, which results in the blowing up of buildings, right? Isn't it corresponding with that?
Yeah, and that totally sounds like that.
Yeah, and that seems to be a reference to the World Trade Centers as well, and you've already tied that to dominoes. So dominoes, the World Trade Center, masks, masks of the Illuminati, it's all right there for people. And in V for Vendetta as well, they have that underage girl being mind-controlled, kidnapped and mind-controlled by this V character in a mask, and force-fed LGBTQ propaganda about how an oppressive totalitarian regime was just going after all of the gays. And right. I mean, it's all there.
And of course, the 5th of November is a very important holiday for the Guy Fawkes, and that is Samhain, is linked into Samhain, which is All Hallows Eve, which is basically a knockoff from Halloween. So it's all related and tied in together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really want to thank you for stopping by the show here tonight for the first hour. Any final remarks you'd like to give to the audience who has been looking into this information, wants to know what the hell we can do about it, because the FBI is not acting. We've seen no law enforcement do anything. In fact, all we've seen is the mainstream media come out and just call us all fake news and never address the issues. So what do you think? How do we proceed with this?
We continue on with remaining calm. And what I do is I actually put a message on most of my videos where I say this information is not meant to harass the people that we're investigating or a call to violence. We are not news. We are seeking opinion and looking for the truth. And the last thing we need to have happen is somebody go in with a gun and start killing people or creating violence out of this. But we have the right to ask these tough questions, and that's what we're doing here.
Yeah. I'm sure you think that the gunman that went in there, that seems to be a staged story, right?
Yes, that was to prevent protesters. We were beginning to organize a protest with Best of Pizza before and after logos and the FBI logo showing what that logo meant before they changed it. And those signs alone, with 10 people live streaming and any kind of mainstream coverage, would have blown this thing wide open.
That would have been great, and now it's not possible. And it seems that they are reacting to all of the truth that we're putting forth, all the dots we're connecting. Casey, thanks so much. EnterTheStars.com.
Thanks.
All right, stay tuned, everyone. Much more coming up. Another hour left.
You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Solar Storm. An interesting first hour talking about Pan and Pizza and Underground Labyrinths. Disturbing material, very interesting connections being made. Hopefully all of this intelligence can be put to use so that something can be done about it. Our law enforcement, if they are honest, any of these people working in government institutions intended to stop this kind of thing, well, they need to start acting soon because this is an epidemic. And we're only scratching the surface here with Pizzagate. And that's why we've been putting together a documentary, Pizzagate and Beyond, The Big Picture. And I have the point person for that project on here with me this second hour, at least for a while. Miss Sinead McCarthy is on with me here on the Solar Storm. Welcome, Sinead.
Hello, Kyle. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on. Anything that you'd like to add regarding Baphomet, Pan, the Pan Pizza, Pan's Labyrinth, and any of the themes that we were discussing the first hour? I don't know how much of it you were able to catch.
Yeah, I caught most of the end bit there. As far as Baphomet and pizza goes, I had no idea how it was actually a meme that they seem to be seeding in people's minds. There's a whole line of T-shirts that have Baphomet and pizza on them. And, you know, I noticed when I was still living in New York, I noticed the pizza meme really starting to increase. I had a friend who all of a sudden he bought this like pizza shirt at a store. They were just selling pizza clothing and everyone thought, oh, it's so funny. He ended up calling himself DJ Pizza. And, you know, now I'm looking back like, oh, was he, you know, one of these sickos? But I think it was just this meme that they started to seed into people's minds with pizza. And I'm starting to see it everywhere, and it's kind of hard to tell if it's a benign thing most of the time where they actually just like the food pizza, or for example with that interview that Dickie just had with Vice, that woman has a pizza, you know, cover photo on her Twitter, and you'd think in this climate that maybe her and Pizza Party Ben would change their names and their pictures, but no.
I think she might have even changed it to mock all of us who are concerned about what's going on in the nation's capital and around the world.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big joke. That's why Stephen Colbert is laughing about it. Every single media outlet, besides a few in the alternative, have come out and just called this fake news. And there are plenty of people in the alternative who saying it's all a hoax. All of it a hoax. Now, I'm willing to entertain the possibility that it's a psyop.
Right.
But to have it just be completely a hoax, I'm not seeing it. James Elefantis has come out and admitted to those pictures being his. So unless somebody's, you know, holding a gun to his back, making him do all of this, it seems pretty much case closed. If you were to put all this evidence in front of a jury of sane people, I think with everything that's now available, they'd say guilty as hell.
Yes, yes. It's almost like he was flaunting it. And what I don't understand is if this is a complete hoax, or okay, let's go with the line that it's a psyop to take away our freedom of speech, because that's the line that I keep hearing repeated over and over again. I don't know why they would pick something that most people will resonate with, you know, abused children. And, you know, if any person with a little bit of heart left in them looks at those pictures, they would be extremely disturbed at the things that were being said and the environment these children were in. And, you know, obviously people that are more in tune with signs of sexual abuse will see the bags under their eyes, that's, you know, signs of neglect. And, you know, why would they use this to shut down our freedom of we don't have any freedom of speech. Let me just preface that. It's gone. So we're fighting to get it back.
Yeah, we can speak freely, but it costs us a whole lot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I can speak freely all I want for now, but that, you know, it'll probably eventually cost me my job. And then if things don't turn around, my life, and I'll end up in a gulag. So, you know, I'm trying to get inside the heads of these psychopaths, which is hard to do when you're not one. And trying to understand why they would use something like this that really pulls at the heartstrings of almost everybody. I mean, this would be the way to rally all races against these sickos. So that's what doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Well, maybe not all races, or at least not a whole lot of people from all races, because it seems that actually the European people and just Western culture in general are some of the people who are really holding on to this age of consent as being something that should be high.
Well, I mean to unite against the Jews, to see that this is a Jewish, you know, this is not satanic. This is not satanic ritual abuse. It's Jewish. It's Talmudic. So to see if people could have that kind of, those blinders taken off their eyes to see that it's the Jews. You know, I'm not saying that everybody involved in this is a Jew, but if they could get to that root issue to see that Judaism is a vampiric religion and race, that I don't know, that might turn, you know, all of the races that have been screwed over by the Jews against them. But I do agree that whites are the only ones that actually have an age of consent. And if you look back, you know, at our marriage patterns as Europeans, women were having children in their, you know, early 20s, late 20s, and their babies were perfectly fine. They were healthy. Their mothers were mature. They were ready to be a mother, because our brains aren't done developing until 20-something, I believe. So, you know, now you have this whole alt-right creeping Sharia crypto-Jewry coming into the pro-white, saying that 12-year-old girls should be having children. And, I mean, their bodies are not even done maturing yet. It is not normal for a 12-year-old girl to have a baby.
That's, you know, of course, the patriarchal thinking, which is not necessarily even just patriarchal. It's Abrahamic. It's the perversion of patriarchy there, where you have this idea that we need to dominate women as soon as they're able to produce babies and just use them as vessels to bring, you know, future workers into this world. Or
future abuse victims.
Yes, future abuse victims as well. And that's what we see in a lot of these countries where the United States has a military presence now. As I mentioned, the Bacchabazi, which probably relates to Bacchanal, which is another, you know, one of like a Dionysian festival where the dancing boys go around. And that was under Robert Gates that the U.S. brought back Bacchabazi to Afghanistan. And they have these young boy prostitutes, boy sex slaves, excuse me.
Yeah, they're not.
Yes, exactly. They're not getting paid for it. They're just getting abused. And I wanted to bring up this connection to Allah, with Kek Allah, which you brought to me, and how that translates to Allah cake, because I've got some revelations that I think are pretty important in regards to Allah and what this god might represent. So let's start off with just this Kek Allah, which appears in the Quran in some languages.
Yeah, it was actually brought up to me by a woman who goes by $6 million gas bill on YouTube. She's going to be doing a show with me. I'm going to record with her tomorrow, so you guys will get introduced to her. She's a really awesome lady. But yeah, she came to me and said, hey, you know, I've been looking into this, and I realized that Kek Allah is said about 41 times in the Quran. And I thought, okay, that's strange. And we see this connection with cake. Even in like the spirit cooking dinners where they have this cake body that they're eating. And it was weird. You can probably go into it a little bit more than me because you really looked, but I haven't.
Well, yeah. So Kakalot does appear. I don't think it's in the Arabic versions, but of course, Islam is not just in the Arabic world. But as I said, it translates to a law cake, and you're bringing up the spirit cooking with everybody eating these cakes. And there are many references to baking, well, blood of Gentiles into matzos as well, and the practices of Aleister Crowley with putting semen and possibly feces into cakes as well.
Magic, though. It's magical.
Yeah, it's great.
Magical food cake.
Yeah, totally magical. So Kakalot seems to me that it could also be broken down as pancake. And the reason I say this is because pan means all, like a panorama. And you could break down Rama there to like Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. But pan means all. So you put an A-H on the end, you get Allah. It seems like there could be a connection there. I was thinking about the symbol for Allah and how it's always reminded me of the torso of a woman with big breasts, because it's pretty much like a W, a small W.
Or a butt.
Well, I was about to get to this. So first off, it seems like it could be something with big breasts, and we know Baphomet has breasts. And, you know, the small W as a head up there. But then I just looked at it again today, and I'm seeing it as this WW can be turned, and it could be a 3-3. And that I've known since playing middle school lacrosse, because of somebody who, wore 33 got teased. That means butt sex.
Yeah, well, look at them. It's two butts right next to each other, like behind right. each other.
And now in the Allah symbol, the one on top is a small one. And we see this repeated over and over again with the heart within the heart, the triangle within mm-hmm. the triangle. So what you have with the Allah symbol, it seems, is a small butt being penetrated by a large phallus.
Yeah, that's exactly what I see. And you know, this rage that a lot of these Arabic men or Muslim men, whatever you want to call them, how they rape and pillage and, you know, just spread shit everywhere. I think, yes, there's a genetic aspect, but I think it has a big part of this is being sodomized as boys. And this creates that rage within them to then go and do the disgusting things that they do.
A perverted sexuality.
I think that they had to be circumcised and sodomized.
Yeah, a perverted sexuality in general. And what is it that is it said that they do? They screw goats.
Yeah. Goats. Like Baphomet.
Yeah, and the goatsy.
Oh, God. Ew. Yes.
And think about that. What is that? What does that
goat
really mean?
See.
Yeah. Seeing the goat. We have Nick sending me a message here. Riding the goat is a Masonic term. Aries is the age of Mosaic law. Jews blow the ram's horn. Many statues with Moses as a goat figure with horns. That is true, yes.
Yeah,
good
that's
points.
Absolutely true.
Isn't that interesting? Wow. There's so many tie-ins here. It really is rather disturbing. I don't know if you plan to get too far into any of the esoteric with the documentary, but maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you and I have been compiling in regards to Pizzagate and moving beyond.
Well, really, obviously, we have our outline. I'm trying to pull it up here, but my computer is so slow. So we're going to start out with basically, just an overview of Pizzagate. And that, like, you know, stating that this is the tip of the iceberg. And for many people, it was just their first, their first introduction into this kind of terrible stuff. And then we're going to move on to getting into Marina Abramović and her connections to all these celebrities. You know, when I was looking for clips of Marina Abramović and pictures, she is all up in the business of every major celebrity. Lady Gaga's her little, you know, like she's Lady Gaga's her apprentice, it seems. And, you know, she's right there with Jay-Z. She's there with the Kardashians. And this woman, mind you, is like 70-something years old, but she really doesn't look that. So I think she's had her share of baby goy blood.
I think she's 69 still. But yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Almost 70. Yeah, she's everywhere. And we've seen those photos of that spirit dinner with the cake, the Allah cake there, the human cake. With Will Ferrell and all these other celebrities in attendance and actual humans with their heads stuck up through the table. And it's supposed to be funny or something. You know, I don't think they're actually eating the living people at these big dinners that they have, but that's what's being referenced, is cannibalism.
Right, and like, why is that cool? If I'm going to get together with a bunch of my peers for dinner, we're not going to have models paid to like sit there and stare at us with their heads popping up in the middle of the table. That's not normal.
No, these people are not normal. It's really like the movie Society. I've shown you the trailer of Society, and people should really check into this one. And apparently it does reference the people on the inside as being Jews, and the outside boy was essentially adopted into this Jewish family, and that's why he doesn't get what's going on with them. And it's a pretty disturbing film, and it involves incest and pedophilia and huge sex orgies, and that's pretty much how our rulers how they get along, how they operate. That's their modus operandi, and I think they want to get a lot of other people involved in it to make it the new normal.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I really enjoyed Charles's show on Harry Potter and basically the normalization of, you know, this kind of witchcraft, if you want to even call it that. Now I understand where people are coming from, you know, even some of the Joy of Satan people where all these Christards think that, oh, pagan is evil and it's satanic. No, it's not. But, I forget where I was going with that thought. I'm sorry. I'm really tired.
That's all right. Well, we're talking about some of the Greek figures tonight. I'd like to separate out the different kinds of paganism because they're not all created equal.
No.
And as I said, their use of Cernunnos likely has nothing to do with how the Celts revered Cernunnos thousands of years ago.
Right.
It's completely different. What Jimmy Olyphantus is doing is not what the Celts were doing way back when. Everything has been perverted, turned upside down. But the connections with Pan, Dionysus are just, wow, it's pretty incredible. And even Dionysus, his symbol is a panther. And of course, the grapevine. He had a sister named Pandia. And what's the famous Greek tale about the woman who brought destruction to the world, like Eve? Well, it was Pandora. Pandora, that's right. Opening up the box. Well, the pizza box, and all the suffering comes out.
Yeah, and even if you look at Dionysus backwards, we were kind of playing with this yesterday or the other day. You have Susi Noid. So Susi or Sucio means dirty in Spanish, and then Noid, you know, have you covered the domino Noid thing?
Yeah, we did get into that, but what I didn't talk about was something that Casey had brought up in one of his videos where it's the Noid in a commercial, and he's frozen. He's got ice all over him, and he's got on this magic hat because he was trying to freeze the Domino's pizza. And on the hat, it has the star and the pentagram. And he's frozen and right above the pizza. And what Casey pointed out was, well, he's representing a comet, and specifically Comet Ping Pong, because what's a comet? I mean, what we're told a comet is that it's a big frozen chunk of ice. And so that's what the Noid was representing. And you have the same pentagram and crescent moon. Right there on the sign, as was on the Noid's hat. So it's some of these connections are just too detailed to just dismiss out of hand. If it's not directly tied in, it's tied in because they're using the same language here.
Exactly. And our I think our language, I mean, it was crafted by a lot of these sick people. And I think that our language is in a way enslaving us. Because our words, you know, the words that we speak create our reality, you know, as do our thoughts. And I think that they know this. I mean, they've coded their stuff into our language, and it's really strange. And just think about it. I mean, when you're programmed with this language, you know, it programs your thoughts. You think in your language usually. You know, you're not like thinking just abstract things. You're usually thinking in words a lot of the time. So I think we should pay more attention to our words and our language and be more playful, just like children do. You know, it's not silly to like take words and scramble them around and to read them backwards, because this is what these people do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, they code things into it. And also, I was looking into this thing. Okay, so the comet reversed is TMOC. And there's this sex abuse study that just came out that's called TMOC.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, it's called, okay, let me see. TMOC, T-E-M-O-C, sex abuse study. I can't really find what the TMOC stands for. I might do that on the break. But also I noticed that they have Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber on the ad here. That's so fitting. I noticed that in the Comet Pizza logo, the E looks very similar to a euro. To the E that they use for the Euros. Now, this might be signaling to the child rapists that we have nice little white boys and girls for you in here, European blood.
Oh, apparently Olifantis also owns a pizza joint in Berlin. So then you see that baby doll with the sign saying German baby, yes. $1,200, don't touch. That starts to make a little bit more sense.
And then he says, way overpriced.
Yeah.
Okay, also, Massimo had been sending us some stuff on Twitter. I know Kyle and I get so many messages that it's hard for us to keep up. But he was mentioning that Scott Cummings, okay? I believe Scott Cummings is the new boyfriend of Olifantis. And it looks like there is a Scott Cummings who has a very high position at PBS Kids. Now, we weren't able to see what he looks like because there was no picture associated with his LinkedIn account, but that would not surprise me at all. And also, I believe Massimo was saying that Olifantis' parents or family appear to have a business right near the Elm home, or what was it called? Elm Street, where that whole little boy's sex brothel or, you know, abuse.
In the UK.
Yes.
Yeah, and we know about Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy abusing children, and then in, what, the fourth movie in the series with the soul pizza, keeping trapped children's souls in a pizza where he torments them with his razor-sharp claws. It's, I mean, this is, for most people, they see this and they think completely satanic. And now, what we've been trying to bring up for a lot of people who get caught in this, and I think this is where Casey needs to be educated some, and I want to just get through so much material that I forgot to really get to this issue of Jewish ritual murder and how they have done this time and time again throughout history, getting accused of the same blood rituals, same kind of vampiric tendencies. And what we have often is the satanic panic. This happened in the 80s with the child sex rings that were uncovered. And it was tied into Satanism instead of being tied into Judaism. And this is why I brought up the scapegoat, which is a goat that's allowed to basically carry the sins of the Jews away. So it gets their crimes away from them. So we can, I guess, just slaughter that goat and they get away scot-free. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I also find it really pathetic that a lot of people still think this is like a Democratic issue.
Yeah.
Like, it's just Hillary. It's Hillary and her crazy crowd of Satanists. Like, no. This is on all sides of every single house. You know, this is the top of the top. I mean, they have rituals and initiations, and a lot of these involve killing and raping children.
Yeah.
And they're not even hiding it anymore.
You know, I don't like Joe Rogan one bit, and I think he's a gatekeeper-controlled opposition, but I listened to this clip where they had this guy who used to be on Mad TV on, and he was talking with Eddie Bravo, which is Joe's sidekick, about Pizzagate. Now, Eddie's completely thinking there's something to Pizzagate. And Joe's somewhere in the middle saying, I haven't really been looking into it, but I've seen some disturbing things. And then the guy they're talking to, Brian Cullings or something, he's just completely a mainstream narrative. It's all fake news. And it was just interesting seeing Joe Rogan bring up, hey, listen, Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, I mean, he's been convicted of this. I mean, how are you going to try to say that people in the top positions of power can't be pedophiles? I mean, to say that looking into this is just bullying and fake news, I mean, that's pretty ludicrous, trying to shut down the conversation like that. So it does seem like this is getting out there in a very big way, and their fake news tact isn't really working. In my opinion, I think it's just showing how weak they are in that they can't address the evidence that's being presented. And it makes so many people look completely complicit. All these people covering up these crimes, they're just basically identifying themselves as being protectors of child rapists.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing our job for us in identifying you.
Right, exactly. That's why I can't wrap my head around why this would be a psyop to, like, take away our free speech that doesn't exist, and then to, like, I don't know, like, why would they want to demonize their little golden boy, Alex Jones? Or not demonize, sorry, discredit, because Alex Jones was all, Pizzagate is real, folks, it's terrible. And then he's talking to this Sharif Muslim guy who, oh, he's a lawyer, and he just so happened to be there the day that the gunman came into Comet Ping Pong. And he was like, you know, chastising Alex. I can't believe that you put a target on these people's back. They're good people. They're hardworking people. It's just also fake. And Alex Jones is like, well, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll not talk about it anymore. And he basically has, like, retracted everything.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We are coming up to a short break right here. And so I wanted to get you to hang around for the last half hour if you're willing.
Definitely,
and we can maybe even take a few calls here if people want to add some things. I see Nick saying some things in the chat, talking about how True Blood has two seasons covering the cult of Dionysus, and there is a cult of Dionysus. I remember Michael Tesarian talking about this and how a lot of Hollywood and the actor celebrities are all tied up in this, and you think about some of the people who have died by having too much wine, like Jimi Hendrix, where they poured a bottle of wine down his throat so he drowned in it, and a number of others. It does seem to be something that is definitely prevalent in the Jewish industries. So we'll talk about that much more on the other side. Stay tuned, everyone.
Summer is a coming in, arise, arise. 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 Summer is a coming in, arise.
Partial Jews are the ones who end up subverting societies because they're able to kind of go undetected.
Keep volunteering, America. Keep going along with this system.
They're all coordinating their bombings. They're all working together to destroy Syria.
First of all, these people are complete slaves. They have no control over their lives.
Suddenly the conversation got changed. Had to do something. It's cheap to talk.
People that are actively debunking these NGOs and these staged films.
This is Renegade Broadcasting.
Saw the man.
Welcome back. Tonight, talking about Pizzagate. Pan Pizzagate, that's what it should be called. And I talked about the satanic panic before. And think about that word panic, which does come directly from pan, as does pandemonium. I don't know if panties does as well, but that sure does seem to fit in as well. And we have I Pet Goat, another one that ties in a lot of strange ways here, that Enter the Stars has dealt with. And, of course, a pantheon is all of the gods. So, also, wait, one more. Satyr. What is a satyr but a part goat human, right? And Saturn is the god that Jews worship on the Sabbath, Saturn's day. And there was that big hexagram at the pole of Saturn as well. So this ties in a lot of strange ways. The wall art on Comet Ping Pong, apparently that was done by a guy named Dionysus as well. I haven't been able to confirm that, but I've seen people say that.
Yeah, I've seen that as well. And I was mistaken in my broadcast. I thought it was Kim Noble who did the art, but I guess they just kind of like, I guess they either took inspiration from her dissociative abuse drawings for one of their heavy breathing flyers, concert flyers. And just real quick, can I say something that I found during the break that's kind of interesting?
Yes.
Okay, so TMOC, remember we were talking about that child abuse study? I just typed in TMOC to the search engine, and TMOC is the official mascot of the sports team of the University of Texas at Dallas, known as the Comets. So the character of TMOC was created in 1998 and first drawn by student Aaron Arianpour. It's Arian and then P-U-R, Arianpour. TMOC is depicted as a blue-skinned, fiery, red-headed, smiling, anthropomorphic comet. The mascot was originally named Blaze, but the university was forced to change its name due to a possible trademark infringement against University of Texas at Arlington's mascot. I just thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, now let's talk about this comet again. I mentioned how it seems to tie in with, with this Noid, and how the pizza pan is actually Dion, Dionysus, and the Noid. And the Noid seems to have these ears that are big, you know, pointed ears. But I was thinking, what can this name break down to? And I realized, well, if you take the C and isolate that, that can be the moon, and they're left with Omet. And what other words out there end with Omet other than Baphomet? I couldn't think of any.
No, we were trying the other day. There's Comet, Baphomet, and like, there's vomit, but that's IT.
Yeah, so I kind of ran with this. And if the C is to represent the crescent moon, well, we know that the moon is supposedly 2,160 miles in diameter. And 216, translated right into English, is B-A-F. So the C, Omet, would then be Baf. Omet. And that 216 that forms the BAF is also just 6 times 6 times 6, the great beast there. So there could be something to that. Just trying to break it down, play with it. People should think about things in this way. Yeah. And Baphomet is represented by the star and the moon. And that star, I think, would have to be Venus. Because the Venus forms the pentagram in the night sky over, what is it, 5 years as you track it, and or 3 years. I forget. I haven't looked into this in a while. Maybe it's 8 years. Again, I don't remember. Look into it. Venus pentagram and the crescent moon and the pentagram. Well, we can point to Islam. And right there in the story of Muhammad, we have child rape, child slavery. Right, and yep. His little bride Aisha, he marries her when she's 6, and beds her when she's 9, and
that's still very common. I mean, that happens everywhere. I mean, it's gonna be happening here if we don't do anything.
Yeah.
They're already priming us for it, and it's really disturbing to see.
Yeah, it most certainly is, And we're headed down a very slippery slope here. I've played the clip from John Cena, Love Beyond Age, and that could be referencing nothing other than pederasty and so-called pedophilia. It is most certainly talking about that. They're trying to normalize it in every way possible before they legalize it.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely right. And they're also making these children easy victims. You know, I was thinking about it since I'm around a lot of children with autism. You know, like, they're the perfect victims because they can't talk. They can't talk. And I'm suspecting, you know, actually, like, a family member that might be being abused, but they're like, she can't even talk.
Yeah.
She can't even voice, like, she can say things that you could hint at, but these people can't, they can't even defend themselves. They can't put a sentence together. They are the perfect victims.
Well, what did Jimmy Comet tag a young baby as? Hashtag hotard. It's a mix of a whore and a retard.
What was it, Kyle? Sorry, my headphone came out.
Hotard. The mix of whore and retard. A hotard.
Oh my god.
A very, very young baby.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Have you seen these really disturbing statues in Norway of like babies being eaten and like babies being tossed around by this naked guy?
No, I haven't seen that, but I know the famous painting of Saturn, Cronus, eating the young baby. And as I mentioned, Satyr would be a half-goat creature. Add an end to it, you get Saturn, which is, it seems, the god of the Jews.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't... If this like, expose of child rape is not going to get people to do something, then I don't know what is, because... You know, like, they're going to be knocking on your door any day now and just ripping your child from your arms. And what are you going to do about it? You know, I'm talking to myself, too. It's like, that happened to Rosa. We're talking to her. Her children are gone. They're gone. She can't even see them. And we're all sitting here like, you know, I'm not saying us, but people are sitting there like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe Trump's going to do it. It's just mind-blowing. I mean, it's time for people to get righteously pissed off. This shit is insane. How many terabytes of child rape videos did they find in Norway?
I think it was 1.5 terabytes.
I can't even fathom that. Like, that, this that, is insane.
It's a quarter of the entire Library of Congress, and they have essentially every book and everything possible, all this information archived, and that's something like 6 terabytes. So 1.5 terabytes of child porn and the rest, and things going even beyond what people would imagine as child pornography, snuff films and things like that. That's what they have. And that's why the Washington Post and the New York Times took back a lot of what they had written and censored their findings. Oh. Very, very disturbing. They're trying to cover this up because it goes up to the top of all of these organizations.
Of course it does, Kyle. And I honestly have not even been able to eat today because of the image that I saw this morning. Now, there are a lot of different stories going around about, you know, where this image was taken. Some are saying it was from Syria, but then there was like another photo added to the collage. It's clearly dead children. One of them looked like it was from Indonesia or Thailand. They had dead children just like in these boxes that like they were just products being shipped around. And I guess they were going to take their organs, and I mean, there's just like a whole room of piled up dead children, and this is just insane.
I made a mistake. Nick corrected me on this. Not 1.5 terabytes.
150.
150 terabytes. That's so much. That's so much content that probably implicates a lot of important people. And
of course it does.
What I hope to see happen is similar to what happened in Belgium with Dutroux, but we need to take it to the next step. We need to make sure that everybody who is involved is held accountable. And what happened with Dutroux is they kept covering it up. And they went to a proper investigation, so the people took to the streets.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do. Obviously, we are in a much bigger country, but, you know, people need to just do something, just like we say with the white genocide thing, you know, just do something. I mean, make a video, like advocate for these children and start talking to people about this, because most people are aware that this is going on. They just try not to think about it. Honestly, most people that I bring this stuff up to, they're aware of, you know, this school teachers that I talk to in the schools, their fifth graders are getting raped by their uncles and the fucking parents won't even do anything about it. They say, go talk to the school counselor. I'm not going to snitch. This is happening in people's families. And obviously the people at the top have way more access to these children. And it's literally an assembly line of rape and death because these women are breeders. These parents are selling their children.
Yes.
Selling them, and with no remorse, like their product.
That seems to be what happened with Madeleine McCann. Do you want to talk about the eye anomaly?
Yes, I want to talk about the eye anomaly. Now, I'm so damn busy that I don't have time to really sink my teeth into all this stuff, but if you look at this girl's photo, zoom in and look at her pupil. It comes, like, obviously you have the perfect circle of your eye. It slits down a little bit. And if you look at people like George Soros and many other high-level people, they have this same anomaly. I think it has to do with the PAX gene or some kind of mutation. Now, I believe that they are specifically breeding these children. You know, they know exactly the blood that they need. And obviously, if he has this genetic mutation, you would want someone with that exact same genetic mutation. Now, this girl had the exact same thing in her eye. So, of course, if they are drinking the blood or using the organs and blood of these children to prolong their life, they would know exactly what kind of children they need, you know, what their blood type is or what exactly they need. So it was very telling that this girl had the same anomaly in her eye.
That is very interesting. We have a caller on the line now. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hi, this is Patrick.
Patrick, welcome to the show. What would you like to add?
I've got a couple things I'd like to add on this. First, there was a satanic ritual scare of the 80s that later, like, that the news eventually debunked.
The satanic panic. That's what they called it.
And I think that I'm starting to think that maybe the satanic panic wasn't exactly merely a panic, but it might have had some substance to it. Although I haven't looked much into the issue, so
I really
don't know.
It did, and everything that was being said by some of these people were coming forward, like the Jewish woman who was on Oprah talking about how her Jewish relatives and herself, they were all involved in what was called devil worship and the sacrificing of children. But she said they weren't actually worshiping the devil. They were just doing evil things. And I think that this is actually much more common within Judaism than a lot of people would ever think. She says, listen, it's not all Jews who are doing this. But what that seems to imply is that a lot are. So this could be far, far bigger and go from the top of the pyramid down to the low levels, you know, like the Rotherham covering up for the Muslim rapists. This is pervasive, and it is the big elephant in the room.
Well, the other thing you got to keep in mind is it's possible that that if they are engaged in some sort of satanic rituals, it may be done in a calculated way. So that if people hear about it, they'll just dismiss it as some sort of, like, lunacy. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
They'll engage in these rituals so that if these rituals are ever discussed, then that would discredit the whole entire event, and people will question whether or not a criminal event even happened.
What about alien abductions? We've been talking about masks here tonight. Could it be that these alien abductions that are taking place are really just aliens in terms of they're not people like us? They're from the 51st state there, the state of Israel, or elsewhere.
And aren't they usually anally probed?
Yes, that's exactly it. And John Podesta, the big scandal that came out before any of the spirit cooking was about all of his UFO ET disclosure content that he was putting out in these emails. And nobody's really been talking about that since, for good reason. But we need to remember, John Podesta has really been linked to alien abductions for a long time and just the whole ET UFO phenomenon. So that could be another way that they're masking or discrediting any of these stories about ritual abuse. Is they're saying, well, they said aliens did it. I mean, this person's obviously insane, or they're just imagining it, they're dreaming, or whatever the case may be. People won't believe it if they're talking about alien abductions.
I think the other thing you got to keep in mind too is I think that the main crux of this whole entire situation, I think, is the CPS people, because that's probably where they're getting kids from. They're probably getting them from like these group homes.
Yes.
CPS people.
I think not
the main one.
Not for some of these things that would be going on, let's say, at one of these pizza joints, or it's at one, let's say, an underground torture chamber.
I think depends on the country.
Right. But I think a lot of those people are bred, a lot of those children, those babies are bred for that purpose so that they don't have any documentation. And I think that could also be why they brought up so many undocumented children from Middle America and South America, because they're undocumented children. So they don't want necessarily somebody that's tracked and traced, though a lot of these children who are taken by CPS end up in the hands of predators.
Well, the thing was, in Portugal, back about 5 or 10 years ago, there was a big scandal with politicians being caught with underage children that were brought to them from group homes. And then in the United States, there was the Franklin scandal. And that was largely supplied either by group homes from the state, or in some instances by Catholic organizations. So,
yeah.
Can I say something real quick, Kyle? Because we were talking about it today.
Yeah.
Remember when we first found out about how that church in the city that we used to live in was going to be taking in these undocumented minors? I called up the church and I was like, where are these children going exactly? Like, can you tell us, are they being sheltered somewhere? Like, where are they? Are they being kept safe? What's going on? And it was just click, hung up right away.
Yeah, there's no accountability.
It was very odd.
No accountability with these children. And people just trust the government. Oh, the government wouldn't hurt them.
Yeah, at one point in my life, when I was 13 years old, there were people who tried to abduct me before, while I was... I was either 12 or 13 at the time, and I was riding my bike. And I was riding my bike from my house to, like, the town square where, like, the convenience store was. And on the way there, some people stopped, like, a block ahead of me, and they got out of the car, and they started running towards me. And so I just pedaled faster, and I screamed really loud, and I eventually got away from them. Luckily, but this was a while ago, like about 15, 20 years ago, that happened. And so, I mean, there's something going on, because there are people who tried to abduct me when I was a young kid.
It seems they're hiding the data, too. They're not letting people know how many children really go missing. It's an absurd number. I've heard hundreds of thousands. Each year. We can't verify it, though. How many children are actually going missing? It seems like a whole lot. And they've pinpointed the area around D.C., especially Northern Virginia, as being way head and shoulders above anywhere else in terms of missing children.
Oh, yeah. And they prey on the poor and a lot of these, mothers that give their babies up for adoption. I drove down, I forget what highway it was, 75 or something the other day, and I am not even kidding. There were about 5 or 6 consecutive billboards about, do you need to give your baby up for adoption? Call this hotline. Oh, over here. Call us over here if you need to give your baby away. It was really disturbing. There were 6 in one highway stretch. It was like, I've never seen that many in one concentrated area. It was very strange.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awful to think about what they're actually doing with them, with the aborted fetuses and then with the living babies as well. We should be living in a world where these young, innocent things are protected.
Yeah.
These innocent beings who could bring so much to this world that they're protected and nurtured. No. No, we got vampires getting their teeth into them. Yeah. At every single level.
It's so bizarre because, like you guys were saying in one of the shows, I forget if it was a roundtable, but you know, it's natural to want to be around children as an older person because they have this youthful, vivacious energy and they make us happy. I mean, like being around my son, yeah, it can be tiring. But when I see him smile and laugh, that is just the best. That's better than $1,000,000,000. So it's a natural thing to want to be around children, but they want that energy. They want to steal that energy like vampires instead of feeding off of it, you know, like bouncing the energy back and forth and playing. They want to just suck it all and dispose of the carcass.
Yeah, that's it.
They're monsters.
And people need to think about how they consider cattle. How do you consider mm-hmm. cattle? It's just something that you consume. You don't think about where you know, all the milk comes from or the
We're
steak you're going
to
eat. Well, you people like to keep it out of sight, out of mind, what actually goes on to produce that. And they think, hey, These cows are less than myself. There's no problem eating them. There's no problem abusing them or using them for slave labor. They're barely even sentient beings. They're not sentient. That's how Jews think of us. So however we think of those animals that are being eaten, well, just consider how Jews will think of us. And the elitists of this world, not just Jews that are doing this.
Yeah, that's a really good point because I don't think we can expect to be free when we enslave other creatures in that way. I'm not saying that if you're stuck in the middle of the woods that you shouldn't like hunt and feed yourself, but I mean the way that we are treating animals as commodities these days, what the hell do you guys expect? Like you're going to get the same fate. So I just think it's really hypocritical to be like, oh, yeah, they can't treat us like that. And then you're going to go and treat animals like that. Well, that's how they see you.
It's nothing like the supposed ancient animal sacrifice, which was so very evil done by those pagans. That was actually appreciating the living being and trying to use it for some kind of spiritual purpose before consuming its flesh. Nowadays, it's not even considered anywhere close to holy. Not any kind of holy cow going around here today. It's actually basically the devil, the cow devil. You see the logo of the bulls out there in Chicago, the meatpacking place. It's an evil thing. So, yeah, you know, you don't need to give any kind of thanks for it. Just pay your shekels over to the person at McDonald's, and you'll get a hamburger, and maybe some of it will be wood pulp, who knows, but
you know, children.
Got everything thrown in there. We got Sweeney Todd. That's the movie, Sweeney Todd with Johnny Depp, where they basically, you know, he falls through a trap door, somebody getting a barber cut, and then he's made into meat pies.
Yep.
What are they telling us with that? Is that how things are processed through this meatpacking system? Is that how you get rid of certain bodies? Yeah. Yeah, it seems that is actually the case. And human DNA has been found in hot dogs.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. That's exactly how they get rid of it. And when you think about who runs the meatpacking industry or the meatpacking districts like in Chicago and New York, it's fucking Jews. It's the mafia. Even the meatpacking district of New York City, the Chelsea area, is gay central. And I, even before I was aware of all this, I thought, oh, what a coincidence. It's called the meatpacking district. And it's just fags everywhere. And where there's fags, there's pedophiles.
You'll see similar things out there in San Francisco, one of the districts that's really bad is called the Tenderloin. Apparently, it was because the police who would get extra pay would be policing there, so they'd be able to buy a tenderloin. I don't buy that. This the meat reference to and meat packing to sodomy is huge. And out there in Chicago, they actually have Boys Town. They call their Homosexual district, boys' town. What are we talking about here with Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, and all the rest of them? What are they actually doing out there with waving their rainbow flags and going through parades? What's this really all about? What are they celebrating? They're celebrating exactly what we're talking about here tonight, right out there in the open. And nobody puts up any kind of opposition to it because they don't want to be labeled as being a homophobe. They don't want to be a bigot. They've really cowed us into submission. We are good. We have been such good goyim. But I'm trying to get people to take back charge and charge those that seek to slaughter us. We've got horns. Let's use them.
I don't like the fact that homosexuals have co-opted the rainbow.
Yes.
You know, the rainbow is supposed to be I mean, I don't know what it's supposed to be a symbol of, but just the visual appearance of it, it's a nice-looking thing.
The bridge to the gods in Norse mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't think we should let the homosexuals use that.
Well, I'd like to reclaim it, yes, but I'm not going to go out there waving any kind of rainbow flag anytime soon, I'll say that.
Maybe if it was in a different design or something, with a rune maybe over it, I don't know, but...
It sounds pretty all right to me.
Well, there's that whole, like gay Nazi thing, like, that people try to, like, promote, so they probably think it's...
We've got.
Well, we control people with it.
Nick saying that Congress is sponsoring a bill right now commemorating Boys Town, Nebraska, issuing gold coins. That's interesting.
Oh my god, you guys! I mean, come on, think, they call it the fucking Boy Scouts, you guys.
And
what are they scouting?
And our apparently our new Secretary of State is going to be the guy who's been pushing for a gay homo scout leaders. That's great. Well, yeah. Well,
What could possibly go wrong with that?
Yeah, what could go wrong out there fishing and camping with buck naked scout leader out there? Jimmy Olyphantis with the children getting all that GoFundMe money. Oh, it's sickening. It's so sickening. Well, we've run out of time here tonight. We'll have Chris Dorsey tomorrow night and then Sinead with your show. That should be an interesting one. We've got a whole lot of great shows coming up. Wildcard with Batman. We've got Joyster. We've got Nick Spiro. We've got the roundtable and myself and Charles Giuliani every single weekday morning. I want to thank Casey for coming by the first hour, Sinead, you for coming by the second hour, and Patrick for calling in here. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. All right. And thank you very much to everybody out there who listens, supports the network, and does their part in this struggle to free ourselves from this vampiric entity. It must be done. We need to do it soon. Talk to you all again very soon. Stay tuned.
You're a slave to the capitalist system, which is ruled by global elite. What happened to the individual? What happened to working class white? The fed is head with
our hosts here at Renegade Broadcasting do a great job presenting to you cutting edge and hard hitting content every day of the week. They do this all for free because they care about getting the truth out there and ensuring that we and future generations have a future worth living for. Our enemies have an endless supply of money to finance their operations, but we're able to work wonders working on a shoestring budget. If you appreciate a host's content, visit their archive page and find out how to support them, or even send a nice thank you note. We all appreciate it. Thank you for your consideration. Now back to the show.